Turning to politics in this country now, some 2,000 liberal activists were in Washington this week. They met to discuss strategy and listen to potential candidates for the 2008 Democratic presidential nomination. Among the speakers, Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton, who was both booed and cheered as she discussed her position on Iraq. Clinton has more money and far more name recognition than the rest of the potential field, but she's been getting more and more flack from the left-wing base of the Democratic Party. That group was once considered her strongest source of support. NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
The ambience at this year's Take Back America conference was a mixture of triumphalism and caution. The host, Robert Borisage, set the tone this way.
I want to welcome you to this city. Many of you may think of it as occupied territory. But you've come at the right time. Tom DeLay left on Friday. Kinley and Jack Abramoff are headed to prison. And George Bush has gone from swagger to sorry. It's our time.
But first, there was sobering news from Democratic pollster Stan Greenberg, whose presentation showed that all the bad numbers for Republicans have not been matched by good ones for Democrats.
We've watched their collapse, but we have not watched our rise. In fact, I thought it would be almost automatic that as they fell, there would at least be a turning to the alternative. Well, the data here doesn't support that.
The activists here are full of passion and anger at the Republicans, but also at their own Democratic leaders in Washington, who they call timid and gutless.
From the great state of New York, Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton.
When the current frontrunner for the party's presidential nomination arrived to speak this morning, she got a mostly warm reception with a smattering of boos.
As we go into these November elections, we have to take back the Congress in order to stop this administration and their unaccountable undermining of our constitutional democracy.
Clinton got a much cooler reception when she talked about the war in Iraq.
I do not think it is a smart strategy either for the president to continue with his open-ended commitment, which I think does not put enough pressure on the new Iraqi government, nor do I think it is smart strategy to set a date certain. I do not agree that that is in the best interest of our troops or our country.
As she left the stage, the chanting began.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Hillary Clinton. Thank you for a courteous reception of our audience.
Although she's never disavowed her vote for the war, Clinton has become more and more critical of the administration's conduct. But that attempt at a nuanced position did not go over well with activists like Pat Elder.
I question why she's even at a conference like this. This is supposed to be for progressives. I don't see her as a progressive. Hillary, as you know, has been a steadfast supporter of the war while she has crisscrossed the country attempting to make liberal Democrats in particular believe otherwise.
Bert Cohen, a former Democratic state senator from New Hampshire, says the war will be an obstacle for Clinton with Democrats in his state.
Among the primary voters in New Hampshire, people do really care a lot about getting out of Iraq, and that's a problem for her. She didn't mention her, what seems to me obvious, pandering on the flag-burning amendment. I think people have a problem with that too as well.
Cohen said the party tried moving to the center in 2004 with John Kerry and lost. Could he support Clinton for the nomination in 2008? He says that's unlikely.
I think she's trying to please all the people all the time, and I don't think that works. I think we need to have an opposition party, and I think people are hungry for a real clear alternative to the right, which has hijacked our government.
Hillary Clinton is seen as not liberal enough or authentic enough for many in this crowd of progressives. But there's also another line of thinking. Housing activist John Atlas is worried about what happens if she does get the nomination.
I don't think she can win the election because she will be forever viewed as too liberal for middle America.
And just too controversial, say other Democrats, who worry about Republicans' attempts to demonize her. Polls show there seems to be a stubborn ceiling to Clinton's national support. About a third of voters say they wouldn't vote for her under any circumstances. So, is she too far to the left or not far enough? Too polarizing or too wishy-washy? Hillary Clinton either has big problems from both the left-wing base and the more cautious center of her party, or she's positioned herself just right for the nomination and the general election. Senator Clinton and the Democrats have 2.5 years to find the answers to those questions. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.